In those days, when this girl got married, when a young girl was getting married, and she was going now to her husband's home, the first time she now went to sit with her husband, maybe there was no dramas like today's time, because there was a lot of haya, a lot of sharam. Maybe she wouldn't even hold her husband's hand, because now her parents are standing there, her in-laws are standing there. Out of haya, out of modesty, that boy also, he had haya, that my parents are here, and how can I be holding my wife's hand here in front of them and all that. So all those dramas were not there. But that husband knew in his heart that this woman, she is coming into my home, I am now going to take care of her. And that woman also, she knew that this person, he is now going to look after me. He's taking me from my father's house and he is now going to take care of me. He is now going to look after me. And I am going to make him happy. Today, what is there in the marriage? What is there in the marriage today? The husband, he hasn't become that pillar of strength for the wife. The wife, she is looking at her benefits and her rights. If the husband was a wealthy person and now he goes through some financial crisis, right, she's packing up her things and going, I can't live like this anymore. No sabr, no compassion, no feeling. So many husbands, they are getting sick. They are getting sick. Their wives are deserting them and going away. So many wives are getting sick. Husbands are deserting them and going away. Whereas before, how those wives were, if we can think back of our grannies, think back of our elderly aunties who had sick spouses, how they were at every beck and call of that sick person, how they made the khidmat of that sick person. Why? The heart was right. The heart was in the right place. Today, the father himself, he is afraid of his own child. He cannot even trust on his own child. Forget everybody else. He can't even have i'timad on his own son. He doesn't know when his son is going to betray him. He doesn't know when his son is going to turn his back on the father. And it's happening on a daily basis. The son can't have i'timad on the father. The father's hearts are gone like that. That the son can't even have i'timad on the father. Last week Sunday, Hazrat was mentioning of one problem, one case that had come to him, where the father, the son is working for the father, so they agreed on some salary, and the father had also told him that he will get a certain percentage commission on whatever sales he does, so he'll get certain percentage commission. So I don't know what is the type of business, but this son now, because he knew of the commission, so he started putting in a lot of effort, going to different towns, different provinces, getting new clients. And now when the time comes to pay the commission, now the father doesn't want to pay the commission. Now who he doesn't want to pay the commission to? His own son, his own flesh and blood. Not some outsider that he employed. There was a time when nieces could trust their uncles. A niece could trust in her uncle. Today, uncles are raping their nieces. Their own nieces. So what is happening? What is happening if we have to look around? It's easy to just sit, hey, these teachers, now they're causing it and they're acting like hooligans and barbarians. Hey, this police force is gone like this. Their doctors are like that. Government hospitals don't even talk about it. Can't go there to government hospitals. Few years ago, where there was so much of private hospitals? Our mothers gave birth to us where? Our grannies gave birth to their children where? Wasn't it all in the same government hospitals? But they got the care. There was the cleanliness. Everything was there. So what has happened? is people's hearts have turned. People's hearts have turned. Whether you look at the leaders from government level, or whether you come down to the house on the level of father and son relationship. And this is a sign of Qiyamah. It's a sign of Qiyamah. And not only that, it is a sign that our a'mal are not right. All this is a direct impact. Our a'mal has a direct impact on our conditions. All this that we see around us, it is because of our a'mal. There is no aman, there is no afiyat. We put our yaqeen and our tawakkul on education. Our yaqeen and our tawakkul is on secular education. That if my son has an education, he will be taken care of. If my daughter has an education, she will be taken care of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that that system that you are putting your trust upon, and because of that system you are ignoring the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at that system today. Look at that system, how corrupted it is gone today. That the child who is supposed to be a person who can trust that teacher, that child is afraid to go to school, that he may be harmed by that same teacher. The same teacher may harm the child. What have we come to? Where have we come? As I said, I'm not in politics. So I'm not saying the government is right and the teachers are right, or who's right and who's wrong. That Allah Pak be the judge, they know. I don't even know what they are discussing and all the facts. But what I am saying is, if we have to look at everything at a whole, not only the teacher's issue, because that is the present crisis at the moment, but if you look at everything, I just broke it down for you just now, all the different departments, even our own family units, where is those hearts gone? Where is that feeling for one another gone? This is all has been impacted due to our deeds. And not only hearts, even the barakat in the world. The barakat in the world also is being taken away because of our gunas. You speak to the businessman, he will tell you there's no maja left in business. Say, those days we ran businesses. There's no maja left in business. You got to fight now to do business. Those days with ease, people ran businesses. They earned their rosy. Things carried on. Now they say, there's no maja left in business. So why I'm telling you, somebody mentioned to me something this morning and it made me, my mind think in this direction, is one person, he was talking about fishing. He's saying that, you know, don't know what is happening with the fishing. So another person who was there, so he said, you know, I don't even fish anymore. Because when we were young boys, after school, we used to go way down there on the pier. You put your rod inside and you brought fish home. If you put your line in the water, forget rod, we should just take one hand line and put in the water and we catch one fish and we bring home. He's saying, now whole day you go and you fish, whole night you go and you fish, sometimes you're coming with one fish, sometimes you're coming with no fish. So where is the joy in fishing? I don't even fish. I got no sabar for this kind of fishing. That time it was worth it. You went, you put your rod, you brought some fish, you came home, everybody ate, everybody was happy. If you went, if you told the family you're going fishing, they know, they must put the oil on. Today they don't know. Today they don't even know if the husband went fishing or it's a fishy story. Other side of it. So when he mentioned that, so then I began thinking that what he is saying is 100% correct. What he is saying is 100% correct. That if you look at everything in our lives, I don't want to start talking about food because we are in Roza. But if you think of the fruits that we enjoyed, and those elder than me will tell you about the fruits that they enjoyed. There were certain fruits that used to grow everywhere. Where are those trees? Where are the fruits? Where is everything? Now we say no, but now we put tarred roads and we did this and we did that. We think we are progressing, we think we are advancing, but think about it. Where is that quality of life? Where is that sakina gone, that tranquility, that peace when the man came home? Where is the days when the man came home before the sunset? Where are those days? When there was no traffic, there was no hustle and bustle. The man came home before the sunset, he had time to sit and have a cup of tea with his wife before he went for namaz. Where are those days? Where is that muhabbat? Where is that compassion gone? It's gone because of our gunas. Gunas have polluted the area. If you got a garden and you try to plant something, but your soil is no good, it's not going to grow. The soil must be right. Then that flower will bloom. The environment has become filthy with our gunas. When a person makes ghibat, there is an odor that comes out of his mouth, which pollutes the environment. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they could perceive this odor. They could perceive the stench. So some time later, one person asked one buzurg. He said that how come in those days if somebody made ghibat, we could just smell it. Today's zamana, are the people not making ghibat? Because we don't get that stench anymore. So that buzurg explained. He said that the environment has become so polluted. And we have become so accustomed to the pollution that we don't smell it anymore. And the example he gave was the example of a tannery worker. He said, if you have to go to the tannery, you can't stand there 5 minutes. The flies, the stench, the smell, the dirt, you want to get out of there quickly. And the tannery worker, he will sit and eat his old biryani also there in the tannery, he got no problem. He's gone so used to that environment. So because the environment has become filthy, this is why we don't get the stench anymore. Now that is ghibat. So how many other gunas and all that pollution is being given off? The person is driving past with his motor car and he got the music blasting. What is he doing? He is throwing pollution into the environment. He is chasing the malaika away. Where is the sakina of Allah Rabbul Izzat going to come down? Where is the barakat and the rahmat going to come down? But all is not lost. It is the Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. It is a time for repentance. It is a time for tawbah and istighfar. It is a time for dua. It is a time when we can turn to our Allah. Beg of our Allah. Tell our Allah to bring peaceful conditions. We see that at any time, if Allah Pak wants, our halat can be like a lit dynamite. Our peace can get shattered in moments, in seconds. Our peace can be shattered. Whether on a personal level, whether on an entire community level, or on a national level. Peace can get shattered at any time. So let us turn to Allah. What did Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, what he told his people? فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. He's telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm telling my people, seek forgiveness from Allah. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah Pak will send the rains of rahmat, the rains of barakat down. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. Allah Pak will bless you with wealth. Allah Pak will bless you with good children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with wonderful, wonderful orchards. Allah Pak will bless you with wonderful, wonderful streams and wonderful, wonderful springs, because they were a farming community. We can say Allah Pak will give barakat in our professions. Allah Pak will give barakat in our businesses. Allah Pak will create muhabbat between the hearts. So it is really, we can see what guna is doing. In our father's time, our grandfather's time, maybe there wasn't so much of piety, outward piety, zahir piety. But there wasn't gunas on the level that it is happening now. Sin on the level that is happening now. Rebellion. The person just can't be bothered. All that was not there. So because of this wide level scale gunas, This is why we find these type of unfavorable halat that are coming upon us. So make dua to Allah Pak for afiyat. Make dua that Allah Pak don't snatch away the ni'mats that we have been enjoying for such a long time. And bring about changes. Get rid of guna. Turn to Allah. And what better time to do it than this Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. And just one last thing. Our children now that are not going to school, they've got so much of free time on their hands. Please, parents, see how your children are spending their time. Yesterday one mother phones me, she tells me she finds her child on a cult site. Satanic cult site. She's saying, I'm going to send him to you, please talk to him. He's doing satanic rituals. He's learning from one site. Allah Pak make hifazat for our children.